From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. People in the Keys have been living alongside key deer for a long time. And for ages, wildlife officials have implored people, do not feed the deer. But as WLRN's Nancy Klinginer reports, now the deer are in trouble, and breaking the old rules is part of the solution.
To be fair, wildlife officials say there's a difference between feeding the key deer and treating them. But if you ask Erin Elliott...
Yes, it was a little bit strange feeding a deer in front of a ranger. But it's, you know, it's for the best thing for him.
Elliott is one of about 170 volunteers who've been trained to lure the deer close with carrots and apples, then give them bread soaked with medicine. That's to protect the deer from the screwworm infestation that's killed at least 10% of the herd since the summer. Mary Woodrum and Frank Cortese recognize the deer that visit their neighborhood on Big Pine Key.
We know our bucks. We know our grandmas. This is grandma right here. We know our little bucks, the ones with the injuries. We know our little bucks with the weird horns. We know them all.
And they've noticed that lately, a lot fewer are coming around.
Well, a couple months ago, we used to see...
Look right behind you. Here comes one to come to visit us now.
We would see like 12, 15, as many as 19, like pretty much every night. But we don't see any of those anymore.
Woodrum and Cortese feel protective about the deer.
They're like our pets.
They're still wild animals, though. All over Big Pine Key are signs warning people against feeding the deer. Feeding them makes them associate people with food, and that can lead to deer hanging around near roadways. Before screwworm, getting hit by a car was the leading cause of death for key deer.
We're still fully supportive of our message about not feeding the key deer.
Kevin Lowry is serving as the chief spokesman for the National Key Deer Refuge.
This is a crisis, and we have to consider all different types of methods of making sure the individual deer get treated with this medicine.
Lowry said some key deer, they're tame, not scared of humans.
They're already approaching vehicles and approaching people in their neighborhoods.
So the refuge biologists are taking advantage of that to help treat the deer. For the deer that aren't so comfortable with people, veterinarians are out in the woods, finding deer with mild screwworm infections and tranquilizing them so the wounds can be treated. Screwworm flies will lay their eggs in an open wound on any warm-blooded animal. Doug Mader is a veterinarian who lives on Big Pine. He often helps with injured key deer, and when they started showing up with unusually large wounds, he got a call from U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
And then a little light bulb went off because I had seen some similar wounds in dogs and cats. And I went back to work and kind of checked my computer records back there and realized that we're probably dealing with something sinister.
Tests confirmed that the maggots inside those wounds were screwworm, the first infestation in the U.S. in more than 30 years. So far, more than 120 key deer have died from screwworm. Most of them were euthanized.
It's pretty sad because by the time we see them, oftentimes they're pretty severely affected because they're not domestic pets. And so we don't usually see them when they're first injured or they're first sore.
Mader says he's been getting a lot of calls from snowbirds returning to the Keys for the season. They're worried about whether it's safe to bring their pets. He says, yes, it is.
If you check your pet twice a day, if you see anything that's unusual, get it to your veterinarian immediately, you're not going to have a problem. It's 100% fixable.
The Florida Department of Agriculture has declared an animal quarantine in most of the Keys to stop screwworm from spreading to the mainland. There's a mandatory checkpoint for animals in Key Largo on the way out of the Keys. So far, a couple thousand animals have been examined at the checkpoint. The vast majority were dogs, but also chickens, cats, horses, parrots, rabbits, and raccoons, plus one ape, one snake, and one rodent. So far, no signs of screwworm. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.
The proven way to get rid of screwworms is releasing sterile screwworm flies. Now, that's already underway in the Keys, and just in case that doesn't work fast enough, federal wildlife officials are preparing two different enclosures. If the key deer population dips below a critical level, they'll close the gates to make sure those deer are safe and healthy. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.